Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ to week 6, the grace of God and the all-inclusive spirit. Wednesday, related verses, Zechariah 12:10. And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they will look upon me whom they have pierced, and they will wail over him with wailing as for an only son, and cry bitterly over him with bitter crying as for a firstborn son. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us have grace through which we may serve God well-pleasingly with piety and fear. 2 Corinthians 1:12 and 15. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. 15. And in this confidence, I intended to come to you previously, that you might have double grace. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. John 1:51. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Ephesians 2:22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Related reading. The everyday experience of the believers must be grace. If it is not grace, it is not the believer's experience. If it is not grace, it is not the Christian living. Grace is God's embodiment, Christ. Hence, the grace experienced by the believers is Christ, the embodiment of God. The New Testament believers living under the grace in God's economy is a total living of experiencing the processed triune God as grace. A total living means that 24 hours a day, whether I am awake or asleep, I take the triune God as my life and my person. I follow his move, I move with him. Two spirits become one spirit, two lives live together, and two natures are mingled together. This is the total living of experiencing the triune God as grace. A total living is not the living concerning right and wrong, good and evil, or anything else, but the living of a living person. The living of this living person is the mingled living of the processed triune God with the tripartite transformed man. Thus, God becomes our grace, and we live in this grace. This is the grace referred to in the New Testament. Our experience of the grace in God's economy is the mutual living of the processed triune God and us joined together, taking him as our life and our person. He initiates and we follow. He and we move together to live out a certain condition, which is called an organism, to express God himself. Here there is no concept of right and wrong or good and evil. The law is a photo of God for the old covenant, whereas grace is God himself. We do not care for the photo, we care for the living person. In the New Testament age, the Spirit of grace dispenses the triune God into the believers as grace, Since the Spirit of grace dispenses the triune God into us to be our grace, our Christian life is essentially a life of having God as our grace. At the end of the New Testament age, the Spirit of grace will cause the whole house of Israel to repent and receive the triune God as grace. The compound life-giving Spirit and the believer's regenerated spirit become one mingled spirit, not only united, but also mingled, both essentially and economically, that is, both in their living and in their moving. The believer's living and work by the Spirit is the experience and enjoyment of the pneumatic Christ, the embodiment of the triune God as grace. The triune God passed through a process from his being merely God without humanity to his entering into humanity and being mingled with humanity as one. Then he passed through human living and an all-inclusive death and entered into the all-producing resurrection, producing the firstborn Son of God, the many sons of God, and the life-giving Spirit. This one who was in resurrection also entered into ascension and became the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit who is typified by the holy anointing oil in Exodus 30, 22 through 25. The holy anointing oil is the fragrant olive oil compounded with four kinds of spices. It is not merely oil but an ointment with various elements. This is a type of compound spirit in whom are the Father and the Son with his all-inclusive death, his human living, his resurrection, and his ascension. Now the compound spirit is moving within us daily as the anointing that we may enjoy the process triune God as grace. This is the life we Christians should have today.